place where boats stop, where they unload boats, where they tie them up, you know.
I don't know what you'd call that. The
dock?
Dock, I reckon.
Something like that.
Boat dock.
Now, in the mountains, you know, the water will be flowing along, and then there'll be a drop-off. And you call that drop-off. Oh. And now, this next part, a little bit about the kinds of roads that there'd be, like, around Mulberry and all, when you were living there. What kinds of roads?
Just dirt roads.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In the wintertime, you couldn't hardly get over them.
Little bluebird on your shoulder. Is that time for your medicine?
Yeah, that's 4 o'clock.
Little bluebird
10 minutes
on your
after
shoulder.
Four. It'll be a few minutes till supper time.
Oh, I'll leave when it's time for your supper. Now, what time do you have supper?
4:30.
4:30, okay.
I could come back tomorrow morning.
Well, you were telling me that you just had dirt roads was the only kind that you had around there. Now, when they first began to pave them, what would they put on them?
Concrete.
Oh, they did? Uh-huh.
The first highway we had was made out of concrete, you know.
Uh-huh.
Up until then, it was just dirt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And did they ever put gravel on them?
Yeah, they put gravel and then concrete, you know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. And out around the farm, what would you call a road that would go between two fences?
We just called it a by road.
Oh, you called it a by road. Then now, like a road that would go from off the public road up to a man's house, what would you call that?
We just called it a road from the public road to the house.
Any little road that goes off the main road, you just what about, did you have from the barn to the pasture, did you ever have a road?
They called it a path. Most of them called it just a path to the pasture, you know, for the stock to go.
Did you ever have anything you called a lane?
Yeah.
Was a lane?
Lane, the fences on two sides, you know, just made a place for the stock to go down to the pasture.
And, of course, in town, for people to walk on, they'd have a
sidewalk.
And if you were walking down the road and a dog jumped out at you and scared you, what would you pick up?
A rock.
And what then? What?
Or a stick.
Yeah. And then if you picked up a rock, what would you do with it?
Throw it.
Yeah. And now this next part's about expressions that you might use in saying, ways that you might say things. Now, if somebody came to see you, you might say, well, just sit down and make yourself
at home.
And talking about putting milk in coffee, you might say, well, some people like it
with cream in it.
Uh-huh, or something like that.
Like it with sugar in it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And then if you didn't like anything in it, you'd say you drank it
straight.
Uh-huh. And then if you didn't want to go to town or something like that by yourself, or didn't want to go alone, you might say to a friend, well, come on and go
to town with me.
Uh-huh. And then if they said, no, I don't want to go, and you say, well, all right.